With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia. Network Asia.
Ito yung pinakamalaking factor dito is the delegation. The ability for me to delegate things to people. So ngayon kasi, I'm more of creating a vision for each of this company. The thing kasi, RJ, if you have a vision, in terms of decision making, hindi na ikaw lahat eh. You can actually ask people to do the, okay, ikaw na mag-decide yan. Kasi you have that vision eh. As long as your team knows that vision, it's easily for them to alam mo yun, create decision around the business. Kasi alam nila kung, alam mo kung saan sila papunta eh. Right? So aside from creating that vision, I was able to create a system around each of this company na hindi naman kailangan dadaan sa akin, anong mangyayari kapag nangyari to. Alam mo yun na step by step, ganito siya, kailangan mag-onboard ng tao, kailangan mag-offboard ng tao. What if we have a customer, paano siya i-fulfill? All of that is documented eh.
And good evening, good afternoon, good morning from wherever you're watching here in the Philippines and all over the world. And welcome to my podcast, the RJ Ledesma Podcast. And in my podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and upcoming entrepreneurs to learn more about how they think about doing business. What are their success secrets? Can we replicate those success secrets for ourselves? How have they innovated or even started their businesses during this pandemic? But more importantly, what business opportunities do they see emerging in this new normal? Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please let me know who they are. Just drop me a message. I would love to have them here on the show and to learn from them. Also, we are live right now on Kumu, CBRCT, Global Pinas TV, and the Bounce Back Network. And we are also on YouTube. Tonight, we've got a free and blazing 28-year-old CEO and founder entrepreneur. He is the founder of Juju Lifestyle, which is a health, wellness, and self-care company that offers supplements. And this company was founded in the midst of this pandemic. Now, Juju caters to people from different lifestyles and believes that self-care shouldn't be complicated. And he's created a really unique delivery system for his healthy lifestyle, which is the use of effervescent tablets or supplements. So tonight, I've got a very good guest. We've got Junggi Himurguiran. Junggi, welcome to the show, Junggi.
Hi, RJ. And kamusta din sa mga listeners mo dito sa podcast. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you, Junggi. Very interesting product that you have here right now. So, una sa lahat, yeah, tell me a bit more exactly what is Juju? At paano mo na po yung pangalan Juju? Kasi sa pagsabik name mo?
Yeah, so si Juju, this is a self-care brand. It's a self-care company. So, it's we sell wellness supplements. So, nilaunch ko to in the middle of the pandemic. So, it's an effervescent tablet. And the reason pala why I come up with this type of product kasi, ako kasi freelancer ako, an entrepreneur. And minsan, bilang busy tayo, wala tayong time for skincare. So, naisip ko yung product na something that we can do na madali lang, na hindi mo kailangan ng 10-step skincare routine para magmukha kang fresh. Kahit na busy ka.
Interesting. And how are you distributing the product here right now? I understand the sales are doing very, very well. And later on, we will share about that. And that's a surprise thing we'll find out later on in the program when we share with them the sales that you're actually generating through Juju products. But then, Is it through network marketing? Is it through, what's the means that you use to distribute your product?
Ngayon kasi, direct to consumer kami. So pag sinabing DTC, it's a DTC brand. We are selling direct to consumer. We don't have distributors. We don't have resellers.
Mm-hmm.
We sell direct to customers ngayon.
Ano distribution channels? What are your distribution channels right now?
We sell via e-commerce. So we sell via Facebook, website, Shopee, Lazada. We also have stores sa TikTok Shop.
Very interesting. And I understand that TikTok was one of your largest distribution channels or selling channels for the product.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be a great story, especially for people like myself who want to learn, mga boomer generation want to learn a bit more, Gen X who want to learn a bit more about how marketing is done, especially in the midst of the pandemic, of how fast you've been able to grow this product. Now, before that, I know that you have some samples of the product. Can we show how it looks like here on screen? And for those who are interested to find out more about Juju, the website that they have for Juju Lifestyle is www.juju, that's JUJULifestyle.com. Well, three variants. Can you tell me a bit more about those three variants?
Currently, meron kaming four. So we have four supplements ngayon. So this one, yung flagship product namin, and yung bestseller namin, which is the collagen. And then we have a glutathione, and then for sport naman, and the other one is for the easy slimming for those who wanted to have a good diet and ma-achieve yung shape na gusto nila.
This is very interesting. And your background is not in medicine or chemistry or whatever. You're just a freelancer who did a lot of self-care. Is that right? Who enjoyed self-care as a passion? Is that correct?
Yes. Yep.
So you were the one who actually did the research, contacted the suppliers, formulated the product, got a chemist to put it all together. Is that right?
Yep. Actually, kasi RJ, kasi if sa mga nakikinig ngayon, before kasi yan, I handled 100 brands na before. So, I worked with that before. So, nakita ko yung ins and out of paano ito ginagawa, kung paano nagbibuild ng brand from scratch, paano sila nagfi-fail, paano sila nagsiging successful on the brands that they handle, and literally building the brand from scratch. So, that from there kasi, dun ko nakita yung potential of building a supplement brand. And syempre, as a skincare junkie myself, alam mo yung meron ka mga product na ginagamit na you wanted to use pero hindi mo nagagamit consistently. Kasi kumilig ako sa collagen . Kaya lang kasi pag bumibili ako ng collagen, yung kailangan kong uminom ng 6 na tablet, parang sobrang dami noon and sobrang hassle kasi kailangan mo siyang gawin paulit-ulit. The problem is hindi ka kasi nagiging consistent. That's why naisip ko rin yung ganitong brand. Okay, isang tablet na lang, okay na yon, tuloy-tuloy ka na. Wala ka nang kailangan isipin na dapat before meal. Then after lunch na naman, or mamayang gabi na naman.
Wow, very interesting. So, and then you're able to create this. I want to talk about your background actually, how you actually finally got to this point, because I know that you have a very interesting entrepreneurial journey. Pero sa mga nakikinig dito ngayon, to all our listeners, let's just give them an idea just how well your products are doing. Tell us, what is your current sale right now for Juju? Per month.
Ngayon monthly, we're at 7 to 8 figure on e-commerce alone.
7 to 8 figures? What? Yeah, sige, anong 7 to 8 figures ba? Can you tell them a bit more how much you're making right now?
For 7 to 8 figures per month for the 4 products.
That's what, about 1 to 2 million? How much are you making per month?
So, it's around 8 to, we're at 8M. Minsan, nag-jump to 12.
8 to 12M a month? Wow, that's incredible. And you just launched this in the midst of the pandemic.
Yes.
Well, this is truly incredible. This is a really great story. And most of these are generated, these sales are generated through where? Which distribution channel?
Kasi what we're doing, kasi this is a combination of multi-channel. So when we say multi-channel, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Lazada, Shopee, email marketing. So it's a performance marketing talaga. Generated all through all platform, hindi lang isa.
Okay. And amongst all the platforms, which is the largest contributor to the sale?
The largest contributor ngayon dalawa, it's Facebook and TikTok.
Wow.
Ang maganda kasi dito is nakikita namin yung data, nakikita namin yung numbers. Yung TikTok na uungusan niya na si Facebook. Before kasi RJ, I think with other business owners can relate, majority of the sales traffic nang gagaling talaga sa Facebook. But ngayon, with after pandemic, kasi the pandemic, dun doon nakilala si TikTok, doon siya na-launch. Surprisingly, si TikTok nakakahabol na siya.
Wow. Wow. Really something, so something that we could really take advantage of moving forward using TikTok. Maybe you can give some tips to the future entrepreneurs listening here right now how to market their products via e-commerce on TikTok, because many are familiar kung paano na sa ginagawa sa Facebook, but now it's time for us to learn how to do that on TikTok. So let's get into this right now, Junji. Very interesting. So tell us a bit more about your background. How did you end up as a freelancer to becoming somebody who is selling literally millions per month using your self-care product? Where did you start off your business? How did you start off after college? Were you somebody who was a hustler in college? You know, you're also doing a lot of side hustles. What's your story? What's your entrepreneurial story?
After college, kasi I worked sa corporate. Kasi ayun yung ano, ayun yung parang direction after college. Parang sabi ng nanay ko, dapat ano ka, ma-promote ka, maging manager ka, di ba?
Ano kinuha mo sa college? What did you take in college? Is it relevant to your...
Mass communication ako.
Mass comm ka?
Mass communication.
Okay.
So after noon, I work as marketing assistant. So nag-work ako in corporate companies, I think for 3 to 4 years. Pero na-fire ako multiple times.
You were fired from multiple companies multiple times.
Oh, yes. Bakit? Na-fire ako before maging freelancer. So ako, I consider ngayon myself as a corporate failure. Tingin ko kasi hindi ako built to follow rules. Parang ayaw ko na ang dinidiktahan ako what to do. Dapat ganitong oras papasok. Dapat ganitong oras uuwi. Dapat ganitong oras mo magagawa lahat yan. So ayoko ng deadline.
So that's why basically you got fired because you weren't able to follow the corporate atmosphere or the corporate environment. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
And I think yung pinaka naaalala ko, yung huling company na na-fire ako dahil late ako. Ang tatlong beses. So doon.
But what did you learn from, I mean, aside from the idea that you really couldn't stick to the rules, I'm sure that there was something that you gained from working in all these different companies that kahit pa paano ngayon, you used to carry it with you when you became an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. What was that thing that you learned from being somebody in the corporate world, at least for some time?
Mm-hmm. I think it's more of self-worth. Kasi before, medyo natatakot talaga ako na mawala ng trabaho. Kasi alam ko after no, hindi ko alam kung saan ako kukuha ng pera, panggastos. So, after ma-fire for multiple times, dun ko na-realize na hindi ako dapat umaasa sa mga kumpanya na dapat even ako mag-isa, I can stand alone because of my learning, because of my knowledge, and because of my skill. And that is the time that I invested on myself so much. Nag-enroll ako at nag-aral ako ng mga digital marketing na related courses sa ibang bansa. Even if spending, I think, umabot ako sa halos million.
Ah, talaga?
To learn sa ibang bansa. Nag-enroll ako sa mga courses on Facebook ads, digital marketing, email marketing, lahat yan, and in-enrollan ko. So that way, even if I'm not attached to a company, alam ko kaya ko mag-drive mag-isa. I know I can do a business. I know I can make money with my skills alone.
Well, fantastic. Really great story. I like that story about creating your own self-worth. So after you were fired, you said, okay, I have to be able to create my own worth. What was the point that you said, I don't want to get hired anymore by a company. I want to go freelance. What did you decide to do? You said that I wanted to put up my own company. I wanted to be hired out. I wanted to put out my services. What was that next route for you entrepreneurially?
So, nag-Facebook ads Facebook ads. Strategist ako, ibig sabihin, I serve multiple companies then. I help them run ads for their business. So, particularly e-commerce. And after noon, I was able to build na my own freelancing business. Ibig sabihin, nagkaroon na ako ng agency eh. Ibig sabihin, I already have a team who helps me manage ads for other clients.
So, would you actually put up a Facebook ads team? Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, tell me about that. So that's probably your first entrepreneurial venture, diba? You found that other companies couldn't put it up. So you said, okay, let me put this up. How is it like putting up your first company? That must have been quite an interesting experience, diba? From being fired to freelance to putting up your own company. How was it like when you ran your first company?
Kasi compared kay Juju, no? Kasi si Juju, this is an e-commerce product. Mm-hmm. Kapag agency kasi, ang product mo is yung service mo, yung results mo. Diba? If you're a freelancer and you manage a client, controlled mo yung result kasi ikaw yung nagmamanage nun eh. Alam mo kung gano'n mo siya ka gusto mabigyan ng result. But when you have an agency na, there are people who is managing your, or the task or the job for you. And so you support them. But syempre, as the owner or as the CEO of that agency, hindi naman pwedeng ako laging gumagawa. Pag pangit yung gawa, uulitin. Kapag hindi na deliver ng results, I have to take over. Kasi if I do that, may exhaust ako eh. Kasi, di ba, syempre, we have that bandwidth lang on how we do things.
That's right.
Medyo nakakabagod lang on that part on in terms of delegation and building a system around doon sa business life.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Who are your clients when you put up the Facebook ads company? What is the name of the company?
It's Notif Digital. Even until now, I still have my agency naman.
Ah, so you're running your agency. Then on top of the agency, you have Juju. Yes. Is that right?
Yep.
So how do you... Wow, I want to find out a bit more about how you're able to manage both companies at the same time, because that's not an easy thing, especially you said that one of the biggest learnings over the years is that nakakapagod, and there is burnout for you. There's a mental burnout, there's a physical burnout, mm-hmm. Because you're not able to properly delegate things. So what is your next step here right now after putting up the ad agency? How are you able to create that structure that made it more sustainable na you won't be exhausted from all the different work that was being thrown your way? Mm-hmm.
I think pinakamalaking factor dito is the delegation, the ability for me to delegate things to people. So ngayon kasi I'm more of creating a vision for each of this company. The thing kasi, RJ, if you have a vision, in terms of decision making, hindi na ikaw lahat eh. You can actually ask people to do the, okay, ikaw na mag-decide yan. Kasi you have that vision eh. As long as your team knows that vision, it's easily for them to alam mo yun, create decision around the business. Kasi alam nila kung alam mo kung saan sila papunta eh. Right? So aside from creating that vision, I was able to create a system around each of this company na hindi naman kailangan dadaan sa akin, anong mangyayari kapag nangyari to. Alam mo yun na, step by step, ganito siya, kailangan mag-convert ng tao, kailangan mag-offboard ng tao. What if we have a customer, paano siya i-fulfill? All of that is documented.
It's interesting. I have a question. You keep on saying over here, each of the companies, you mean to say, what are the each of the companies? I understand that there is right now your Notif ad and your Juju. I mean, you have more companies aside from those?
Yeah, I have other companies. So I have a Juju, which is a direct consumer brand. Another company is another distribution brand naman. Ibig sabihin ng distribution brand, this is not a direct-to-consumer product, but we have distributors and resellers to sell yung product namin. But it will be under Juju brand pa din, but it's a different product product line.
And another Juju is a brand name, but the Juju has several distribution points. One is direct-to-consumer, and one naman is for redistribution.
Yep.
Okay. Yes.
Then another one is my agency. It's an advertising agency. Dito naman we help other e-commerce brand na mag-thrive din in e-commerce. So I also have a team to help on Facebook ads, TikTok ads, Shopee ads, Google ads. Tapos email marketing. So we help them with that service then.
Is this Notif ad? That's Notif ad.
That's the Notif Digital. That's an ad agency.
Notif Digital. Okay. So it's three.
Another company ko naman, it's an Ads Level Up. So Ads Level Up naman is a program So dito naman, nagtuturo ako ng entrepreneurs, mga freelancers, on how to get clients, how to properly run Facebook and TikTok and Instagram ads. So it's more of a school and academy for entrepreneurs and freelancers.
Wow, amazing. I don't know how you find the time to do all these different things and to speak on this podcast. You remind me of a younger me, but yours is more geared towards the millennial generation in terms of your multitasking. Mine, I guess, is more traditional business multitasking.
And good thing dito kasi, RJ, sa generation ngayon, no, parang kapag nagmamanage ka ng ganito karaming kumpanya, ganito kalalaking business, kailangan nasa office ka. Kailangan pumunta ka sa office mo, bibisita ka. Ako, ang business ko, binamanage ko lang siya dito sa bedroom na to. Dito lang lahat. And minsan, I also work sa coffee shop. Kasi ngayon, wow. Yung employees namin, they're hybrid eh. So, majority is virtual and there are people who is also working sa office. So, combination siya.
Wow, very, very interesting. So, Junji, having said that, okay, I want to go back again. After you set up the company, no? Set up Notif, right? Notif was the first company which you set up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it was doing well. When you look at Notif as a company, you know, right now, there are so many people teaching Facebook post strategies. There are many strategists coming here right now. What exactly did you determine would be your sort of your value proposition that makes you different from all these other companies talking about Facebook boost posts or, you know, Facebook ads strategies?
Mm-hmm. Si Notif kasi, we are implementing a specific strategy which is sinatawag ko na full funnel strategy. With boost post kasi, it limits your targeting eh. And alam mo yun, being able to show your product and your ads to the right market. Pwede nilang makita yung ads mo, yung product mo, pero may pambili ba yung mga yan? Are they the right market? So with full funnel marketing na ginagawa namin, we are showing our ad to the right people, to the right market, to the right time. So, naka-funnel siya. So, big sabihin, iba yung messaging namin kapag first time mo nakita yung ads namin or yung product namin. And iba rin yung message na pinapakita namin sa'yo. And even the offer, if you have at least one touch point or multiple touch points with the product and the brand.
I see. Very interesting. Now, after putting up this first company, okay, you could have stopped there. I mean, if you look at it, you know, I look at it.
Yeah.
Notif seemed that it seemed to be doing pretty well. You have a sort of competitive advantage as to what you were offering in terms of your services. What made you decide that there was still more to do?
Mm-hmm. Kasi ako, RJ, alam ko yung gusto ko. Mm-hmm. Baga, I know my North Star. And
what is your North Star?
Point, my North Star kasi is to create a business at an empire level na pwede kong ipamana. Kasi ano naman yung family namin, we're not well off. Kami mayaman. And parang alam ko na walang ipapamana sa akin yung mga magulang ko. So I wanted to create a business kung saan yung generational wealth na tinatawag is magsisimula sa akin. That's why, okay na ba tong Notif Digital? This is an agency. Well, okay din naman yung kita namin. But I want more. I just wanted to create a business talaga. At an empire level.
Interesting. I like that. So, you're building your empire one business at a time. Now, after you figured out that you liked what you were doing with regard to Notif, what was the next business that you said that you would like? And why did you go into that?
After Notif?
Oh.
Yeah, after Notif, it's the Juju. Eh, dun ko na okay, ipupush ko si, ipupush ko si Juju. Kasi, Siyempre, handling almost 100 brands din. Nakita ko nga kung paano nag-fail. Naging successful yung mga brand from the back end of it eh. So, nagkaroon ako ng confidence to become an entrepreneur.
Okay, with the 100 brands, I want to hear, where did you learn about this 100 brand? When you were doing Notif?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Sa agency.
So in your agency, you learned basically the different brands that were out there, right?
Yes.
How they were doing. And what was the biggest learning that you got from working with all these different brands? That's sort of like you've common denominator and nakita mo
okay.
Na. I learned something about handling all these brands. What did you see? What were you seeing from that?
May mga na-handle ako na to the point na kumikita ng 50 million, 20 million monthly. May mga saktuhan lang kumikita ng 5 million monthly consistent. Okay, but yung biggest learning ko dito, ito, RJ, is doon sa kumikita ng napakalaki. Mga 50 million, 20 million monthly. But they fail after pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi nagsara sila.
Wow.
And the reason kung bakit sila nagsara is number one, they have to parang stop the operations kasi bawal yung ano eh, bawal yung office eh.
Mm-hmm.
And they have hard time transitioning to digital. Number one. Pangalan, they don't have a list. They don't have a customers na bumibili sa kanila ng paulit-ulit. Na-exhaust yung market, at some point, namatay yung product.
What type of product, if you don't mind, what type of products fell into this category?
For, I think, it's a personal care product ito.
Oh, okay. Got it. Sige, keep on going. I'm listening. Very interesting so far.
So, namatay yung product, walang customers, tapos may pandemic pa. And, alam mo yun, after ko matutunan yun, yung mga ganong failure, okay, dapat, pag gumawa ako ng business, pag gumawa ako ng product ko, dapat yung office ko hybrid. Hindi dapat lahat na sa office. Kailangan even if, let's say magka-pandemic ulit, we are still operating. Pangalawa, hindi pwedeng yung customer natin isang beses lang bumibili. They should love our brand, they should love our product. We should be consistently connected sa kanila. Dapat lagi tayong on their radar na anytime they can buy. That's why I think of a supplement din. Kasi with other products, no, supplements, ito yung mga product na monthly kailangan nila. Kaya halimbawa, kung magbebenta ka ng sandok, hindi naman yan monthly bumibili ng sandok, di ba? So that's why nandun ako sa health and wellness na niche din. Because I know this type of product, it's a consumable product eh. Paulit-ulit yung bumibili, tumataas yung order value, tumataas yung frequency ng pagbili nila. So hindi siya basta-basta mamamatay.
Got that. So I like this, how you're able to pick up all this information from there. How did you choose the specific product in that niche? Kasi, what did you see about the health and wellness? You've given the general trend of how it's like, di ba? But kasi the way that I see it, ang daming pumapasok kayo sa wellness. And it's quite a challenge to stand out in the wellness industry. Mm-hmm. Although it's a big and growing industry. Of course, the competition is pretty fierce over there because aside from you doing DTC, there's also people doing multi-level marketing, doing wellness at the same time. Mm-hmm. And you're competing against larger brands. So, what made you think that what you were doing would stick out? What did you try when you were trying to determine na ito yung gusto kong gawin?
Hindi siya ano eh, hindi ako sure dun eh. Nung ginawa ko siya, wala na akong pakialam kung bumagsak to.
Okay.
Ang mindset ko kasi, I want to fail fast and break things din ng mabilis.
Okay.
Kasi hindi mo naman malalaman if it's gonna work or not unless itatry mo siya. So sa akin kasi, I'm more of exploring things. So if hindi naman mag-work itong isang product, then let's do another product. So we just have to to allocate time to listen to the customers, what they want about the product, what they don't like about it. Then paulit-ulit yung process na yun hanggang ma-figure out mo yung right formula. Kasi if you try to perfect everything, hindi ka makakapag-start eh. Kasi I know there are people na nanonood ngayon, hindi sila makapagsimula ng product, ng business nila. Kasi until now, iniisip nila, is it gonna work? Paano nila malalaman if it's gonna work or not? If hindi nila gagawin.
Got it. Very interesting. So, I like the mentality of it. It's like a startup basically, right? Just went out, fail fast, fail forward, just keep on testing the product, course correct along the way. It's how to run this product. Now, I want to know specifically what the pain point was that you were trying to solve. I mean, you talked about it earlier on, diba? Yung para sa'yo naman was that you said to yourself, okay, gusto ko na health and wellness kasi it makes sense right now. Lumalaki yung industry, I can see the overall value. How did you determine eventually that the first thing you wanted to work with was skincare? I know that you said you were a skincare junkie. So how did it come about?
Yung product in terms of pain points, kasi ako hindi ako gumagamit ng product. Hindi ako mag-formulate or mag-release ng product na alam kong hindi ko gagamitin ang sarili ko. So, again, the pain points of bakit effervescent? Bakit supplement? Ang dami nang gumagawa niyan. Kasi ako naniniwala ko in terms of consumption ng mga Pinoy, hindi naman sila nag-i-stick to sa isang brand eh. Filipinos love to try out more things and see what sticks to them. Anong hiyang sa kanila. But the way we do this kasi, we sell the product na we position it as if it's a lifestyle brand. So something that can be part of their lifestyle. Na kaya nilang gawin, kaya nilang dalhin kahit saan, kaya nilang gamitin anywhere. Alam mo yun? That's why nung nagka-come up din ako ng Prada, sabi ko, itong product na ba to? Can I bring this? Kung mag-travel ako? Kaya ko ba itong gamitin isang araw lang na hindi pa ulit-ulit? Kaya ko ba itong gamitin consistently? I think that's one of my unique selling proposition din.
Yeah.
Until now, compared
and
to other products.
And pain point you were trying to solve, yung sinasabi mo kanina, I want na parang hindi ko magkakalimutan na gamitin to product like na to. I like it, I like skincare, but I'm too lazy to take it on a regular basis mm-hmm. or to take it consistently. What made you think of doing it effervescent? What was the, paano mo nalink na dalawa na, okay, skincare and effervescent, and effervescent mm-hmm. tablet?
Kasi ngayon ang dami kasing tablet eh, no? may mga ang daming form naman talaga. May soft gel, may tablet, may mga mas maliliit pa, mga chewable. So sobrang dami. So bakit effervescent? Because this is something na another pain point scholar. Problema ko sa sarili ko, hindi ako mainom ng tubig. Hindi ako mahilig uminom. So I need something na at the same time mapupush ako to drink water.
Okay. Got that. So now, when you thought that, okay, you came across the idea, okay, let's create this tablet that is for skincare, diba? How did you, the next thing people will often think is, okay, so how do I develop it next? Because sometimes people have got great ideas, but how did you know who to approach, what to do? What is your next step after naisip mo yan?
Ako before ko to inisip, kasi ako more of ma-network ako na tao. So every time na lumalabas ako, every time out, on a client meeting o kaya on an event, lagi ako nagne-network. So, I already have this list of people na pwede ako mag-ask ng help. So, I have a friends na who's also doing e-commerce. May mga kilala rin ako supplier. So, from there, doon na ako nag-start. O, sino kayo mga pwede kong makatrabaho, potential to be my partner, to help me formulate the brands or any future product na gusto kong gawin. So from that network, ano yun eh, pag network kasi sanga-sanga na yan eh, di ba? Na pakilala mo naman ako kay ganito, pakilala mo naman ako kay ganyan. And I think pinakamalaking factor din was I am pitching. Nagtuturo kasi ako ng ano, tuturo kasi ako sa mga entrepreneur din. So napakadali lang mag-reach out for me. Kasi nga I already have this authority na okay. Kilala ko yan, nagtuturo yan. So if I can introduce this person to the people I know, and some will benefit them. At least parang may utang na loob ako sa kanila.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Got it. So, eventually, how did you come about with the product? So, I want to know. So, you figured it out. Who did you talk to next to develop it? Because I know that sometimes when you develop it, you have an idea. How did they implement it? And I know that even to develop that, when you have a minimum order quantity, just to develop your first batch of products. Tell me, but I'm very curious to see the process from there, from the idea that you had all the way until the first batch that you came up.
Mm-hmm. So after nakaisip na ako ng product. Actually, work it out with the manufacturer ng product namin. Kasi yung manufacturer namin, sa Taiwan kami. Tinulungan naman ako ng team of nutritionist to actually perfect the product. And then
with the nutritionist from the Philippines or from Taiwan?
Yeah, from the Philippines. So I have a team of nutritionists who's helping me to formulate the product. And then, nung na-formulate na siya, that's when we started doing the marketing na and advertising.
But was the product already in place or wala pa in place when you were doing the marketing and advertising?
Yeah. Ano na siya, kompleto na siya. Hindi, siyempre ako, ako performance marketer ako. Kapag naglabas ako, kapag gumastos ako sa marketing or gumastos ako sa ads, gusto ko may returns agad siya.
Okay, very interesting. So when that was done, so when the product was out and it was brand new, you had just one SKU. You just had the main one that you could, the collagen one. Tell me a bit more. How did the marketing? What did you do first? Because that's what I find interesting. Tell us how you started off with how does performance marketing work? Can you explain performance marketing better for people who are encountering the term for the first time? Yung performance marketing.
Yeah, performance marketing. Kasi ano siya? You are spending money on marketing and advertising using multiple channel. Hindi ka lang umaasa on one channel na nagbebenta ka lang sa Facebook. Okay na yun. So when we do performance marketing, very important sa amin yung tatlong factor. The acquisition, the conversion, saka retention. So acquisition, ito yung pagkuha mo ng customers, getting more eyeballs doon sa product mo na, uy, may business ako. For the conversion naman, paano pag may nakakita na ng product mo? Okay? Hindi naman yan lahat bibili, di ba? So kailangan, in terms of your conversion, paano mo ngayon ma-move sila from someone na interested to buyer? Okay? And the last is retention. Retention naman, ngayong bumili na ako, ngayong gusto ko na yung product mo, na-ship mo na yung product dito, nakabili na ako, paano mo ngayon ako mapapabili ulit ng mas marami pa ng paulit-ulit? So ito yung pinaka ano namin, tatlong pillars namin on the performance marketing. But in terms of paano siya ginawa, it's a combination of running ads to multiple platform. So Facebook, Instagram, TikTok ads, Shopee, Lazada to get new customers. And then once okay, they get interested na, we bring them to the website or we bring them sa Shopee to convert. And last, kapag magbumili na sila, we have an automated email marketing and sales team to ensure that you're gonna buy again. That's why even at one product, yeah, ito yung product namin, so this is our flagship product, collagen. Even at one product, ano naman, well, realistically speaking, we have ROI at third month. 36 months yun kami nakabawi. And from that funds na napapaikot na namin yung pera, doon na kami magsimula mag-skill. Okay, pwede na tayo mag-add ng budget pa on marketing and advertising. Let's order pa mas maraming SKU kasi parami na ng parami yung customer. To the point na, okay, ang dami na nating customer. Kaya lang, ano, hindi naman pwedeng puro collagen na lang yung binibenta namin. That's when we started and introducing one product every quarter.
Interesting. So, every quarter we've been introducing the new product. And so what is the strongest SKU right now? What's the strongest product you have right now? The original, the flagship.
Yeah, yung collagen.
So okay, let's go back again to when you started marketing the product in the first place. Tell us the strategy. Did you begin in TikTok? You begin in Facebook, and tell us how the performance went over the past 1 month. So we also understand. Run it to us like it's a case study. Explain to us what you did on TikTok and then Facebook. And then just how the business grew by using those platforms.
Yeah, background lang no RJ. The reason why we're confident in doing this strategy, even spending big budget on ads and marketing, because again we have experienced this through the agency na nirana namin.
In other words, parang testing muna sa agency. So okay, so you were more confident. In other words, all the failures that you had, dumaan na kayo dyan.
So, yeah, napagdaanan na namin siya.
Napagdaanan niyo.
Or kaya ginagastos namin yung budget ng ibang brand para pag ginawa na namin sa amin.
You use other people's money to learn. Diba? That's basically yes. Use other people's money to learn. Okay, that's what I want to find out. What did you learn? What did you eventually come out as being the best practice and not the best practice? So we can teach people also listening here right now. What things did you come up learning about, performance marketing that's good? And what things did you learn about performance marketing which people should not do?
Okay. Ito weird advice. Don't sell. Huwag kayong magbenta. Para makabenta kayo, huwag kayong magbebenta. So, okay. Ano yung sabihin nun? Kami kasi, the way we market our product, we are using user-generated content. Kung sinabi natin user-generated content, ito yung mga content na kuha from our users, yung mga users ng product natin, mga content creator, tsaka mga influencer. So, when we run ads or when we put content out there, we are using their content. So, that way, hindi kayo yung nagbebenta ng product ninyo. Ang nagbebenta ng product sa'yo or product mo ay yung mga users mo, yung mga totoong tao. Kasi usually kasi, RJ, kapag masyado kang hard selling, bili mo yung product ko, ito yung features, ito yung ganyan, di ba? So, turn off agad. Yung mga tao kasi gusto nilang bumili, pero ayaw nilang binibentahan sila. Mm-hmm. Yan. So, aside from using the content from our users, during our first touch point, hindi agad benta. It's really about connecting to their pain points, to their desire, and communicating the transformation after the YouTube rant.
Wow. So basically, you're using other people's words to do your call, to do your marketing.
Yeah. Ginagamit din namin, yeah, actually, even their content, even kung paano nila ginagamit yung product. That's why even if you go to our social media, or Facebook and TikTok, wala kaming ano doon. Kaming benta-benta. More of ano kami, more of content talaga ng users namin.
Okay. So what else, Pai? What else did you learn from the failures and the successes that you got from the previous job, from all the learnings from the agency? Share a bit more of the secret that you learned from over there, from previous performance marketing success and failures.
Ayan. So, ito, lagi itong ginagawa ng ano, lalo ng mga small businesses, even big ones, umaasa sila sa isang platform lang. Parang, okay na ako sa Facebook eh. Okay na ako sa Shopee Lazada. I no longer have to use Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. Kasi working naman yung isang platform kay. The thing kasi with using one platform to sell your products, what if all of a sudden, biglang mawala sa Facebook? Diba? Or kaya bigla na lang, all of a sudden, magsasara na pala sa Shopee or sa Lazada. Saan ka ngayon magbibenta? But using omnichannel or performance marketing wherein your product inakikita ng iba't ibang market on a different platform using different messaging that is native to that platform, it allows you not only to scale your product ng ganun kabilis, diba? But it also allows your brand na mas makita pa ng maraming tao and not reliant in one platform lang.
Got that. Now, how do you know which platform is best? I mean, based on what you've seen, no? Are there particular platforms that are good for particular products? Like, are there particular customers who are coming in from Facebook? Like, if you're asking to ask, because I have multiple platforms, but which works best for what type of clients or for what type of products? But Facebook, pag Instagram, pag TikTok, pag Lazada, pag Shopee. I'm sure you've seen, what distinguishes and what goes to the common denominator across all those different platform.
Mm-hmm. Well, the biggest platform is Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Eh. We usually start with the three platform. Dun sa tatlo na yun. And then okay. We just add na lang another platform if you feel like, okay, kaya pa natin mag-skill or kaya pa natin mag-manage. Diba? Kasi realistically speaking, RJ, you cannot do it all at once. Mababaliw ka kapag ang dami mong minamanage. Diba? So you need to, you need to start with one platform and then skill from there. Kapag okay ka na, may working formula ka na for that, saka ka lang mag-jump. And I think the biggest learning then, having or running marketing or ads on this multiple platform, is hindi ka pwedeng tumitingin lang sa performance ng isang platform. Kasi when you do omnichannel marketing or performance marketing, you have to look at the bigger picture. Kasi kunyari, pwede ka magbenta ng product sa TikTok, nag-launch ka ng ads dyan, pero nag-convert sa website or nag-convert sa Shopee or sa Lazada. Diba? Parang, hindi pala working yung TikTok ko. Diba? So, tatanggalin mo na siya. Hindi ka na mag-spend ng money dyan. Pero makikita mo na bakit ganun bumaba yung sales ko? Ayun pala, hindi mo na-realize or you failed to see the data that majority of your traffic ay nanggaling sa TikTok, hindi ka lang talaga nag-convert on the platform. Na-convert siya ng ibang platform, let's say Facebook or Google.
I see. Before everything else, I just want to just comment to everybody saying hi to us here right now. We've got a bit of a technical problem. We can't show the comments here, but I want to say hi to them here right now. We've got Crystalline Chandray Calderon, Ads Develop student here. Shout out to Coach. We've got Candy Soriano saying hi, Coach Junji, and Isabel Lee quoting Junji. I want to build a business at an empire level. We've got Gabo Garcia watching all the way from Butuan City. And Garcia Mira, hello, Sir Junji, watching while on duty. EJ Clarkson C saying, hi, Sir Junji. Guys, thanks so much for watching. Junji's really enjoying the support here right now. Now, Junji, going back to you, going back to the product for Juju, diba? So when you launched it, syempre, ito, alam mo na lahat ang learnings, napulot mo na lahat, nakuha mo sa lahat. So, syempre, you want to be best foot forward kahit pa paano, diba? What was your start? What was your best foot forward for Juju when you implemented it? No? What did you do first? Was it Facebook? Was it TikTok? And how did you make sure it would build? Because you don't want it to go wrong. This is your first entrepreneurial product.
Pinakamalaki namin Facebook.
Okay. Tell me how it went. Tell me. Pakikwento sa akin. So you went on Facebook. And then what kind of ad did you put out, and what kind of perform, how was your performance in the first few months?
Kasi Arjun, nung una wala kaming pambayad ng model. Wala kaming pambayad ng influencer. Ganyan. Siyempre, limited lang yung budget namin. Yung unang model namin ako. Nag-launch ako ng ads. Ako yung nagsasalita, pinapromote ko talaga to. Kasi syempre, dapat tayong biggest ambassador talaga ng brand namin. So I started from there. So gumamit kami ng mga friends din namin. Uy, baka you wanted to try our product, just give us your honest feedback and send us your video. Kasi again, we are high on using user-generated content. We want more like honest review. Kasi nararamdaman ng mga users kapag peking review mo kapag talagang ina-advertise mo lang. So we started from approaching our friends to try our product and then get the content from them. Even ako, ginagamit ko siya. And then, doon, nag-run kami ng ads. Yung website namin, hindi naman siya ganun ka-perfect We drive traffic to our website. And good thing naman, on our first 3 months, I'm not really happy with our sales Kami ganun, kasaya talaga. Kasi, again, limited budget. But I think it started lang na sumabog after month 4 when we hit our first 1 million sales in just 1 month on our 4th month. Doon namin na-realize, okay, may potential sa product na to. May potential for it scale. And I think another struggle noon is yung paano kami ngayon mag-scale? Kasi, again, ang daming customer. Wala tayong stocks, di ba? So, anong gagawin namin? And that's the time na we need to ask help from mga investors na kaya kaming, okay, can you help us on fulfilling these numbers of stocks? Kasi ang daming bumibili, and mas malungkot yun, RJ, kapag ganun, yung pera na sana nakinita ng brand.
Yung opportunity cost nyo, di ba?
Oo, di ba? Malungkot nun. So we have to look talaga for investors na who can help us get this big number of stocks para pag dumating ulit yung ganun kadaming order, kaya naming i-fulfill, kaya naming makapag-provide product.
So when you were producing it, you said that there were some struggles at the start, no? Was there a point that, as any entrepreneur goes, parang you felt like giving up in the first couple of months of Juju when you put it out?
I think it's not more of kung shaky ba yung business or hindi. Kasi before, I have this moment of gusto kong magbakasyon, pero di ko magawa. Before, di ba I mentioned kanina may North Star na I wanted to
build an empire.
Business at an empire level. Kasi nung nag-start ako, hindi pa ganun yung hindi pa ganun yung aking North Star. Iba yung North Star ko. Ang gusto ko lang gumawa ng lifestyle business. Pag sinabing lifestyle business, yung business na pwede akong, pwede ka mag-travel, pwede ka mag-party, o kaya nakahilata ka lang sa beach, tapos ginagawa mo yung business mo. Before, ganun pa ako So, nalulungkot lang ako minsan, hindi na ako makapagbakasyon. Pero, I think na-overcome ko naman siya. When I committed, I need to commit, I need to focus.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, if ang goal mo lang talaga is just to create a business na happy ka lang, hindi masyado stress, tapos gusto mo ng ganun kalaking sales, magagalit ka sa sarili mo You're gonna hate yourself for not, you getting the expectations ang gusto ko.
Yeah.
But when I embrace na empire level to, I need to give time to it, di ba? Para siyang baby na kailangan mo alagaan, papalakingin mo. Doon ko na-realize na, hindi naman masama magbakasyon, pero I also need to allocate time for this business.
Got that. I wanted to go back here again to the comment section. It says over here, Elma Bueza, very proud tita over here. Gigi Algor, Agkalari, watching here from your neighborhood of Las Palmas, Sir Junji. And over here, EJ Clarkson, C, saying, wow, grabbing knowledge ko dito. So live. And this one over here, very nice. Melissa, Yotui ko, Taglao, I'm Kai Coach Junji, I'm from Pampanga. How can I buy your product, Juju? That's www.jujulifestyle.com. Now, when you were doing that, you're doing the ads here right now, you decided to go DTC. I guess that's the background that you had, because I can see right now that when people do products like this, it's either multi-level marketing or DTC, right? I mean, the way that I see it, but your background was because performance marketing was your background. That's why you decided to go
direct to consumer. But then now you're doing direct to consumer, but you also decided to do distribution through other people. Why did you make that decision also at the same time?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other gumawa ako,
gumawa ako ng distributorship company. Kasi there are lots of demands asking me if they can distribute the product. However, syempre si Juju, ang mantra ko kasi, if something is working, wag gagalawin. So, mm-hmm. Juju is already working as a DTC brand. So, I created another product naman, which is Juju then, but it's a blended product. More of a powdered line naman. More supplements, pero powder line. So, nag-decide ako to do distributorship. Kasi there are lots of people asking them to teach them how to do e-commerce. Kaya lang kasi, wala silang budget. Wala silang, hindi naman ako tulad mo, hindi ko kayang maglabas ng million, di ba? Hindi ko kayang gumawa ng ganyang kalaking infrastructure to actually sell a product. So, I decided, okay, gagawa tayo ng DTC brand. But at the same time, for the people who wanted to sell online or kumita at least extra, or if they want to sell ng mas malaki, okay lang din naman. This is for the people katulad nila na gusto magbenta online pero wala silang kakayahan to ship the product, create a product, and I think this type of business will also help them. But syempre, I'm not against MLM naman, no? Multi-level marketing. Compared sa MLM, we will focus on teaching them how to do e-commerce
mm-hmm.
rather than teach them how to recruit. Kasi, syempre, again, may passion din naman is teaching and my background naman is e-commerce. I'm pretty confident that I can help them naman on how they can market the product.
Really great. And you just said here right now, your other passion is teaching. So you actually put up an academy to teach people. That's why many people are calling him Coach Junji. Because I believe they are enrolled in the academies. In fact, what's the name of the academy? And for those listening here right now, for those who want to enroll in your academy, tell me a bit more about your academy and what website can they visit here right now to enroll in your academy.
Ayan, so yung name ng ano namin, yung name ng program namin, it's not really an academy, it's not even a course. So it's a program wherein I teach entrepreneurs, mga freelancers on how to run Facebook, Instagram, at saka TikTok ads.
Okay.
So
let's just picture it on the screen. It's called Ads Level Up. That's www.adslevelup.com. That's adslevelup.com. If you want to learn a bit more about Junji, tell them, what can they learn about this? I'd love to learn about it as well. Tell me a bit more.
So it's a one-year program na tinuturuan namin yung mga students namin on how to run Facebook ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads, at a business owner perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Na syempre, as a business owner, we don't just want to waste money on something that is not working or not getting like profit and return. So dito, not only running ads, but on how to do your business then. And sa loob, we also have mentors na hindi lang ako, mentors who are experts then on their niche. Kasi dito din sa Ads Level Up, this is not only focused on e-commerce. May mga students kami na financial advisor, real estate agent, mga service providers din. And may mga students din kami na CEOs and already at an empire level.
But really, it's great that you're giving back to these people. In fact, I'd love to take a course or have my people join and take up the course as well. For everything else, I want to say hi again to the people commenting on the chat box. We've got Brian Pura, proud mentee right here. And from Jerry Gumilan, proud here, father, manang mana, sabi niya. Hi, Daddy Jerry. Maraming salamat sa pakinig dito ngayon. Ha? Ayan, malaking support mo dito. Dapat maraming heart to, Daddy Jerry. Ito naman, okay. We're seeing the growth right now of what is the start of Empire Gumilan, di ba? So, what's next for you here right now? What's next in the next 5 years? So, you have right now the ads company. You've got your performance management company. You have right now the product, your effervescent tablets. What's next for you? Where do you see your company or your empire in the next 3 years?
Mm-hmm. Siyempre ako, mangangarap na ako ng malaki, no? I wanted to really build like a biggest empire e-commerce dito sa Pilipinas, distributing 100 plus products sa Pilipinas. And starting this month, we will also penetrate retail na hindi lang e-commerce. This is outside my comfort zone. so happy na we will be on Watsons na this month.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations. Congratulations.
And after nito, after this year, we'll be launching more products then for distributorship, like what I mentioned kanina. So that way we can help then people who wants to sell online na walang ganong kataas na risk tolerance, walang enough fund, or no enough knowledge.
You can actually be an incubator for all the smaller brands that they can distribute through you instead. And you support them, but you're like a co-investor in their product also, if you like it.
Yeah, darating tayo dyan. Yan. So I think ayun yung next sa akin for the next 5 years.
Fantastic. Really, really proud of what you've accomplished over here. And your parents and the people who are coming to comment are very happy with what you've done here so much. Elizabeth Ann here saying over here, thank you, Sir Junji, for being an inspiration to the rest of us. Carl Bodolio saying, galing, Sir Junji. Now, Junji, in all your years of working, from getting fired to becoming a freelancer to putting up your own company to building your own empire, if you were going to talk to, I mean, many of the people are listening to your advice here right now, and if you had a chance to talk to your younger self, diba? And you said, what were the 2 to 3 pieces of management advice I would like to give myself many years ago para mas maipadali, I can expedite my journey here in entrepreneurship? What advice would you like to give?
Okay, sige. Kausapin ko yung younger self ko. Hindi, sa ano rin sa mga, I think, young entrepreneurs na tulad ko na nagsisimula pa lang. I know that ikaw yung member ng family mo na who feels greater vibration, yung feeling mo, meron kang greater calling in life na ayaw mo na maging corporate slave, or you wanted to break the poor cycle dyan sa family mo and always dreamed of being a CEO pero wala kang idea kung paano ka mag-start tas na-overwhelm ka ngayon. You just have to keep that fire burning. So keep it trying. And also, know lang that life is, it's a never-ending process of growth eh. So we should also never stop learning. And even in business, work environment natin also evolves rapidly, you know, with the technology. And as entrepreneurs, lalo na yung mga young entrepreneurs dito, this is our era. Okay? So we need to learn how to adapt to new trends, mga technologies na kailangan para maging successful tayo in every field, not only e-commerce ha, kahit anong niche. And ako naman naniniwala ako dito, RJ, na marami sa mga Pinoy ang very innovative. Kayang-kaya natin lahat maging successful.
Really great job. Again, Junji, thanks so much for the inspiration you're giving here to all of us. I'm very inspired from this discussion. There's a lot of learnings. You know, it's very humbling to hear people that young doing that well because there's so much for us who think we know about marketing. I came from brand management. You think you know a lot when you're listening to people who are short-circuiting the process and can do it much, much better than what we've learned. And there's so much, I think, like you said, there's CEOs coming up to you learning from you. I'm very glad that we're also learning here from you at the same time. And I'm even happier that you are paying it forward by teaching more people about this one. So again, for those who want to try to learn from him, it's adslevelup.com. Again, Junji, thanks so much. Thank you for joining us here at the RJ Ledesma Podcast. We'll see you guys again next week for another podcast. Again, Junji, thanks so much, guys. Mabuhay kayo na. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks, guys.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.